Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to this. It really means a lot to us. We're trying to get the word out. And the Nuclear Information Resource Service is such an important group to support. And we are so close to this vote being taken in 3 weeks. They tried to sneak it by the American public, but it just ain't gonna work. We got asked all day today, you know, what reason do you have as musicians to come out here and be talking about this? Don't you get tired of all these causes? I said, hey, let me ask you something. Would you be here covering the damn press conference on the Capitol steps if me and the Indigo Girls weren't here with Jackson? So that's just the way it works, huh? That's a good tune. But right now I'm going to bring out a friend of mine to sing one of my absolute favorite songs. This is the author of Color of Roses. She has a beautiful new album out. This is my dear friend Beth Nielsen Chapman. Let's sing a song with her. Issue, which I'm very new to really understanding a lot of the aspects of, but I do understand it impacts on me what I've learned the last couple of days. I want to thank Bonnie for inviting me to come and join in and sing a song. 3 years ago, my husband Ernest died of cancer, and it wasn't caused by a nuclear disaster, but it could have been, so I know something about cancer. And I have a new album out, and a lot of the record is about entering into a place of grief and loss and renewing my life and getting back my joy and actually experiencing life on a much deeper level than I could have ever imagined. And I want to thank Bonnie for singing Color of Roses so brilliantly. This song is called Sand and Water, and it's a really great to follow it with such a great song like Dimming of the Day and Mother Earth. And there's so many elements of nature in songs and in art, and it's great that we're here to preserve that.
Flesh and bone, he's just bursting torn. Thank you.